Iranian regime taunts delusional Trump with overwhelming firepower in anti-US rant, come, be burned. By Joshua Klein on January 12, 2026. Iran will teach delusional and arrogant President Donald Trump a lesson that will never be forgotten, warned Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, who vowed U.S. forces would be burned by the fire of Iran's defenders while insisting we are your opponent. On Monday, in a speech broadcast on Iranian state media, Ghalibaf issued one of the regime's most aggressive threats, invoking slain terrorist mastermind General Qasem Soleimani and vowing devastating destruction and eternal historical lessons for America's leaders. Come and be burned by the fire of Iran's defenders, Ghalibaf declared, addressing President Trump directly. In the name of millions of Iranian women and men, I say to the disillusional and arrogant President of the United States, we are your opponent. His remarks, laced with religious invocations and fervor, echoed the regime's long-standing use of martyrdom symbolism to frame conflict. We are the nation of Imam Hussein. We are waiting. We stand facing you, he said. Openly daring President Trump, he continued by escalating threats against American military installations. Come and see how all your capabilities in the region will be destroyed, Ghalibaf warned. Come and see what will become of the American bases, the American ships, and the American forces. Come and understand that when the region is set ablaze, you will face overwhelming firepower, he added. The address appeared intended to inflame nationalist sentiment, as Ghalibaf invoked Soleimani, killed in a 2020 U.S. drone strike ordered by President Trump, and alluded to claims of instability in the Iranian city of Mashhad, insisting Iranians would rise in defense of the regime. Delusional Trump, do not believe the lies that are told to you, he stated. We will not tolerate the blood of our people, the blood of our scientists, and the blood of our commanders. Ghalibaf, a former commander in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, and a staunch ally of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has long served as a hardline mouthpiece for the regime within Iran's power structure. His remarks echo prior regime threats calling for the destruction of the United States and Israel, even as Tehran deepens military ties with Russia and arms proxy forces across the region. His warning follows a surge in anti-American rhetoric from senior Tehran officials, even as internal unrest threatens to destabilize the regime. On Friday, another senior regime figure, Hassan Rahimpour Azghadi, launched into an aggressive tirade during a televised broadcast, labeling President Trump an impure, savage yellow dog who must pay the price and should be captured and punished like Maduro. Azghadi claimed that violent attacks inside U.S. territory would be both legally and religiously justified. Azghadi, a longtime member of Iran's Supreme Council of the Cultural Revolution, holds deep influence within the regime's ideological apparatus. His access to state television highlights the normalization of violent rhetoric aimed at the U.S. president and American citizens. The renewed threats follow Friday's speech by Supreme Leader Khamenei, who predicted that President Trump would soon be brought down. The escalation in rhetoric comes as the regime, recognized as the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, faces growing anti-government protests driven by deepening economic hardship and intensifying political repression. In addition, Iranian authorities have cut internet and phone access across multiple provinces in a sweeping attempt to suppress mass demonstrations, even as reports emerge of a mounting death toll and what some are describing as a massacre marked by mass arrests and the use of lethal force against protesters, the very conditions President Trump has repeatedly warned would trigger a U.S. response. On Saturday, President Trump responded with a series of public statements backing Iranian protesters. Iran is looking at freedom, perhaps like never before, he wrote, warning that the regime's brutality was being watched closely by the United States and its allies. On Sunday evening, President Trump responded forcefully to the Iranian regime's escalating threats. The military is looking at it, and we're looking at some very strong options, he told reporters aboard Air Force One. When asked about Tehran's warnings, he made clear the consequences. If they do that, we will hit them at levels that they've never been hit before. Ali Larijani, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, dismissed President Trump's warnings during pro-regime demonstrations in Tehran on Monday, saying, "Trump talks too much, don't take him seriously." The overwhelming presence of Iranians in the streets shows that our people are ready to settle the scores with the United States and Israel, he added. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.